The Afghan parliament says it has run out of patience with foreign troops. The Taliban is promising revenge. And President Karzai says the death of at least 16 Afghan villagers, including children, allegedly at the hands of a U.S. soldier, are unforgivable. The suspect, who also served 3 tours of duty in Iraq, surrendered. His name has not been released, but he's reportedly a staff sergeant from the Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. And that's drawing attention once again to what the Stars and Stripes magazine calls the most troubled base in the military, home to the infamous Kill Team, a group of soldiers convicted of murdering Afghan civilians for sport in 2010. We're going to have reaction from Seattle in a few minutes. But first, the BBC's Bilal Sarwawi in Kabul. Bilal, welcome.
Thank you.
And we're getting more and more terrible eyewitness reports. One man telling the AP that a U.S. soldier walked around his house taking up positions during a killing rampage. You know, what more are you hearing about the actual attack?
Well, what we've been hearing from Afghan officials as well as tribal elders and the victims themselves that the shooting took place in the very early hours of morning after 3 o'clock. The soldier went to at least 3 houses in 3 neighboring villages and killed 16 civilians. 9 of them were children. In one house, he gathered an entire family of 11, including women and children, took them to a single room, shot them, and afterwards set fire to their dead bodies.
Yeah, just terrible. So what is happening now? We know that this attack came just as anger over the mistaken burning of Qurans by U.S. officials in Afghanistan was dissipating somewhat. Has this revived those protests?
That's the fear that everyone has, including President Karzai and the Afghan government, that this could very well turn into a violent series of demonstrations, as we have seen in the last few weeks, in the last few years. This incident has put President Karzai in a very difficult position. Kandahar is the birthplace of the Taliban movement. It's also the home province of the Afghan President Hamid Karzai. So for the president, it's been extremely difficult to explain to those tribal elders what has happened and to come up with an explanation. We also understand that the Taliban have been going home to home there, urging people to go pick up their guns and stand against the Afghan and international forces in that part of the country. We have seen that they have been putting a lot of the pictures, especially of the children, infants, on their websites, as well as on social media like Twitter and Facebook, calling it a massacre.
Well, and yet we're seeing on the BBC site that a local elder there told the BBC, and perhaps told you, that there would be no protests as long as this U.S. soldier was put on trial. But that can get complicated because Afghanistan has made an agreement with NATO that foreign soldiers be tried in their own countries. So I know this is early on, but what's the sense of what might happen here?
Well, what the local tribal elder has told the BBC, that trial had to be transparent. He did not specify that he had to be tried in Afghanistan. Then there would be no protest. We understand that the Afghan President Hamid Karzai has been on the phone to a number of those tribal elders, telling them, we will make sure that the soldier will get punished, that this will not be something which will be forgotten. But as one presidential aide told me, there's nothing even the president could do because a number of these incidents have been happening, some of them in a very short span of time. What the Afghan officials are sure that this is a huge propaganda weapon for the Taliban insurgents. Bear in mind where this incident has taken place is where the Taliban still operate. They've got their mosques, they've got their operations, and this area had been regained after NATO and Afghan forces had paid both in blood and treasure. The villagers were urged by the NATO forces to come back after their security was guaranteed. So the most important battle, the battle for hearts and minds, will be complicated not only in this part of the country, but in other parts of the country as well, both for the Afghan government as well as for the NATO-led forces.
Well, and this all comes as talks were taking place between Afghan and U.S. officials. Some reports say that also Taliban leaders were also included in talks, the strategic partnership talks, the Obama administration hoping for an orderly withdrawal from Afghanistan. And part of that included building a working relationship between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Those talks were just getting back on track after the Quran burning. A deal was struck Friday for Afghans to assume control of the main coalition prison in 6 months. How much off track do you think this incident has made those talks?
Well, it's too early to make any assumptions. What is clear that Karzai's relationship with President Obama has been a very fractured one. The issue of U.S. detention facilities as well as the issue of night raids were the two main sticking points before Afghanistan signed a strategic partnership with the United States, which is a framework for a U.S. involvement beyond 2014 when the last combat troops leave. Now, the issue of talks with the Taliban could also get affected, according to senior officials close to the president. What this incident has done, in one sentence, that has made the Taliban powerful, because he said, we have failed now to protect the civilian population. This incident could affect the signing of the strategic partnership with the United States, could delay it perhaps for some time. They are now hoping that they could find a solution together with the United States government, first to investigate what exactly happened, how did the soldier leave the base, if there was one soldier or many soldiers. They said that it all depends on how the trial moves ahead.
You touched on something we were going to ask. There are people who say that they saw more than one soldier. They saw helicopters ahead. They think it was a more than one rogue soldier. What do we know about that?
Well, that's what tribal elders and residents have been telling the president. They've been telling that to the media, that more than one soldier was involved, that the soldiers allegedly were drunk. They were laughing. Officially, no one has confirmed that. We now understand that a senior delegation that has been tasked by President Karzai to investigate this has found three knee prints in one of the rooms, and those are the sort of details that they're looking into. They have been ordered to report back ASAP to President Karzai in Kabul. We have been hearing from Afghan officials now confirming, as well as the tribal elders, that the soldier had night vision equipment, that he was heavily armed, which enabled him to see everyone in pitch black in that part of the country. So all of those details are the subject of an investigation by the Afghan government at this stage.
Knee prints. Interesting. The BBC's Bilal Sarwari from Kabul, Afghanistan. Bilal, thanks as always.
Thank you so much.